Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or selling?
I'm not going to buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Brought to you by Window Nation. Right now, get 50% off all window styles from Window Nation. Plus, get 0% interest for 5 years. Don't miss out. This offer ends soon, so schedule your quote right now at windownation.com.
Time to count some dough. Got plenty of sports subjects to get into, and we will. College football, the rankings came out last night. Got NFL Week 11, starts tomorrow night. Terps, football, basketball going on. Soccer's in the Big Ten tournament going on later on today. So we got a lot to get to. But right now, most importantly, with the holidays right around the corner, where's the dough by yourself?
All right, Bob. It says the Dow rallies 300 points to a new record. Was shut down to end Wednesday. So the Dow's up 361. It's at 48,289. Now it's up 365. S&P is down 6. The NASDAQ is down 153. DraftKings up 85 cents. Under Armour's up 10 cents, Bob. 454.
2 days in a row, baby. Keep it going.
All right, we'll start our sports topics here with college football. College football. Don't look now. UNC football, they won 2 straight. Beat Syracuse, they beat Stanford. Creating maybe a slight sense of hope here in Chapel Hill. Just a month ago, the narrative was that the Bill Belichick era was going to end before he could even complete his first full season as head coach. But now they need just 2 wins in their final 3 to earn bowl eligibility. Schedule the rest of the way. Wake Forest, Duke, NC State. 3 challenges for 3 different reasons. Duke in particular, they still have a shot at the conference title game, so, you know, they're playing for something. But Bob, buy or sell, the Tar Heels will pull off the full turnaround and play in a bowl game.
I'm going to buy it. And look, Stanford's no great shakes, let's be honest. Frank Reich, former Terps, the interim guy, is Andrew Luck, is running things out there with the Cardinal. I mean, Syracuse, I don't know what that was all about. But, yeah, I'll give old Belichick a bowl game. He'll get to a condiment bowl. Does he like relish, mayonnaise, ketchup, wherever? But he'll get into one. So good for him.
Over to the NFL. 1 NFL coach has fallen. More are coming, just probably not in season. Maybe time to start looking at Pete Carroll's status in Vegas. An interesting hire in the first place. They thought they were getting stability, even with a lacking roster. But the results have been, well, a 2-7 record. Geno Smith at quarterback, not getting it done. Keep in mind the unique ownership group here that includes Tom Brady. Last hiring cycle, Ben Johnson was reported to be Brady's top choice. Does he try to go and get a hot name again this time around? By yourself, Vinny, Pete Carroll will be out of Vegas after just 1 year.
I'll sell it. I think Pete will be there for a few years. I think they understand that it's not a talented group, and he needs a quarterback. And they're playing competitive. It's not like they got blown. They showed well the other night against Denver. They're on national stage again Monday night at Dallas. So we'll see. But I think Pete will be there for a couple years.
What makes a dynasty in pro sports? There's no concrete definition other than sustained level of dominance over a short period of time. I was always led to believe that 3 titles in 5 years is kind of roughly what it would take, but it's pretty open-ended, which brings us to the Dodgers. 3 titles for them in 6 years, the asterisk though over the 2020 shortened season. Should we have different expectations for baseball compared to other sports? I mean, let's be honest, you know, LA, the first to go back-to-back in over 30 years. So I think that brings it into context. But buy or sell, Bob, the Dodgers should be considered a dynasty.
And not only that, how many division titles in a row have they won? Something insane. In this day and age of free agency and the turnover roster-wise, you know, you have to compete. They can do it as well as anybody, if not better financially. But, you know, sustain this level of excellence every year you know the Dodgers are going to contend, and the personnel can change. So based on today's standards and to your point, I mean, the Yankees are the only team that's won like multiple, what, four or five world championships in a row. The A's in the 70s won three straight. I mean, those are rare occurrences. It's not like the Celtics in the 60s or UCLA basketball with Wooden, but three titles, 5 years, double digit, I believe, consecutive division titles. Yeah, we'll dynasty them up. Where's Blake Carrington when you need him?
And how about the Ravens here? Strange season for Lamar Jackson so far. The missed time has kind of deprived us of another potential historic season. But to compare some stats to what he's done the past 2 years, it might actually be even better in some areas. Looking at passer rating in particular, from 2023 to last year, went from a passer rating of 102 to 119. That 119 last year, fourth best single season mark of all time, up there with the likes of Aaron Rodgers, Peyton Manning. Well, through six starts this year, his passer rating 127, even better in the short sample size. By yourself, Vinny, Lamar will finish the year with a higher passer rating than he did last season.
I'll buy it. I think that, you know, he's got the weapons and stuff, and I think he's calm, cool, collective right now. So I'll buy it. To me, he gets better every year anyhow.
And for those curious, the all-time best mark is held by Aaron Rodgers. He has the top two, as a matter of fact. But 122.5 was the all-time for one single season. Lamar at 127 through six. It's very interesting. We'll keep our giveaways going here on Vinny and Haney. Two more tickets today to see Iron Maiden coming to Jiffy Lube Live next September. So we're getting out in front of this well in advance.
Plan ahead.
Well, you know, you want to sell tickets, I guess. I don't know what the thought process behind that is.
Well, from where I live, Glen Burnie, to Jiffy Lube Live, I think it would take till September to get there.
Well, there's that traffic too. But, hey, if you're going for free, who cares, right?
Right.
So if you're going to be caller number, let's do, what do you think, five? Caller number five at 410-583-1057. You'll be today's winner, giving away a pair of these all week long.
Speaking of five, Ravens trying to pick up their fifth victory this Sunday against the Cleveland Browns in Cleveland. We'll come back. Vinny's film breakdown of the offense and the win against Minnesota. We got our heroes of the week NFL lunch coming up at 1 o'clock. Ryan Wilson, CBSSports.com. Question to you, the listener, however. We asked Cordell Woodland this question. Ravens sit at 4-5. They're at Cleveland, then host the Jets and Cincinnati before Pittsburgh comes in after Thanksgiving. What will the Ravens' record be? I say they're going to be 7-5. Do you agree?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.